On March 18th, Taiwanese students occupied Parliament in Taipei in protest of the Cross-Strait Service Trade Agreement. Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou said the trade agreement with China would benefit Taiwan, but some analysts say that the trade deal will damage Taiwan.
台湾学生抗议海峡服贸协议。从3月18号开始，台湾学生就占据在台北立法院抗议海峡服贸协议。台湾总统马英九称，这项协议利于台湾经济发展。不过，一些分析人士认为，服贸协议会伤害台湾。
The Cross-Strait Service Trade Agreement, a trade agreement between Taiwan and Beijing, was signed on June 21, 2013, by Taiwan's ruling party and the CCP officials in Shanghai. The agreement will open up 80 of China's service sectors to Taiwan and 64 of Taiwan's service sectors to China, including tourism, transport, construction, and telecommunications.
去年6月21号，国民党和中共官员在上海签订了海峡服贸协议。协议提出将把大陆的80项服贸产业向台湾开放，而台湾将向大陆开放64项服贸产业，其中包括旅游、交通、基建和长途通讯等。
Taiwan's legislative parliament demanded a review of the agreement. Through negotiation among the parties, it was agreed to review the provisions article by article.
台湾最高民意机构立法院要求审查这项协议内容，原本经各党协商同意逐条审查原文。
However, in the Legislative Interior Committee meeting on March 17th, the ruling party Kuomintang KMT, legislator Chang Ching-chung, bypassed the review and the second reading, saying that the agreement had passed the three-month deadline and was considered passed by law.
但国民党立委张庆忠3月17号在内政委员会上未经审查和二读，就以海峡两岸服贸协议已超过三个月期限依法视为已经审查的理由，完成了所谓的审查。
This immediately triggered a protest by university students and over 10 organizations on March 18th. At night, university students broke into the legislative building in Taipei, demanded that the trade agreement be scrapped.
这立即引起了数百名大学生和数十个团体的抗议。18号晚上9点多，在立法院外集结的几百名大学生冲进立法院议场，表示服贸通过审查程序不公。学生代表要求与台湾高层对话，取消服贸协议。
Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou insisted the trade agreement should be ratified because it would benefit Taiwan's economy.
台湾总统马英九声称服贸协议应该实施，因为对台湾经济发展有利。
Taiwan's Now Weekly publisher Liang Yonghuang said that the trade agreement would cost Taiwanese jobs as the Taiwan government is so weak. He compared this with Hong Kong, which he says has many more protests since its return to China.
台湾金周刊社长梁永煌认为，台湾政府软弱，服贸协议可能让台湾丢掉工作机会。他说，香港回归大陆后，示威抗议明显增加。
Hong Kong media professional Jia Chuan commented in the Apple Daily Online saying that the trade pact should be opposed because it doesn't hold any fundamental equality. Taking the print industry as an example, Jia Chuan questioned whether China would have an open market for Taiwan businesses to invest in print media. He says books from China would enter Taiwan freely, but Taiwan's books would be subject to layers of review and investigation.
香港媒体人贾权在《苹果日报》的网上也发表评论说，实际上服贸协议最值得反对的是根本没可能对等的部分，例如印刷及其辅助服务业。谁会相信大陆真的开放市场，让台湾的企业进入投资呢？最后的结局无非是大陆书随意进入台湾，台湾书却要受到重重审查而已。
Zai Yongmei, editor of Hong Kong-based Open Magazine, believes the trade deal with mainland China will harm Taiwan. In an interview with New York-based NTD TV, Ms. Tsai said, Mainland China is a totalitarian state. The economic lifeline of the entire country rests in the CCP and its one-party dictatorship. The state-owned economy has an absolute monopoly, and the private entrepreneurs have to collude with officials to engage in economic activities.
香港开放杂志编辑蔡永梅认为，服贸协议将伤害台湾。他在接受新唐人电视台采访时说，中国大陆现在就是一个集权国家，整个国家的经济命脉完全掌握在共产党一党专政党的手中间，国有经济占有绝对的垄断地位，民营企业家从事经济活动就要官商勾结，只要你在中国大陆去赚人民币，你就不能发表任何政治意见。
Ms. Tsai says Taiwan's China Times is an example of the foundation of Taiwan's existence being damaged in the tide of economic penetration from China. She said, China Times used to be a very strong liberal newspaper during the Japanese colony era. Its daring was clear even when martial law was imposed in Taiwan, but ever since it was bought by a Taiwanese businessman who went to China to develop his business, the newspaper has completely bent towards Beijing and becoming a mouthpiece of the CCP.
蔡永梅以台湾中国时报为例说，随着大陆经济对台湾的渗透，台湾存在的基础都在遭到破坏。蔡永梅说，中国时报在日据时代是个自由主义倾向很强的一份报纸，甚至在台湾戒严的时候他都敢于讲话，但是有一个台商买去，这个台商去中国大陆做生意发展得非常好，现在这份报纸在新闻上完全是倒向北京，完全变成了中共的传声筒。
Ms. Tsai warned if the CCP controls Taiwan's economy, Taiwan will lose its entire democracy, human rights, and autonomy. She says, this trade pact is a deal like bringing a wolf into the house, bringing an enemy and a controlling force into Taiwan. This deal is a matter of life and death for Taiwan.
蔡永梅警告说，如果中共当局对台湾经济有控制力时，那整个台湾民主、人权、自主权最后都会丧失。蔡永梅说，服贸协议是一个引狼入室的协议，把一个很敌对的想控制你的势力引入台湾，这个协议对台湾来讲关系到台湾的生死。